Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Good evening. And welcome to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program with Prophet Yehoshua Brown. Get ready as Prophet Brown breaks bread and prophetically expounds upon the Word of God. If you are in need of prophetic counseling, life coaching, or would like more information on 5 a.m. Will and Travail, any of our previous teachings, you can contact the New Testament Temple End Time Remnant Ministry office via phone at 843-321-9724 or via email at ntteri@hotmail.com. Stop by and like our Facebook page at New Testament Temple End Time Remnant International. You can also follow us on Twitter by King in at NTTERI. Please stop by our blog, leave your comments. You can look at our blog by going by newtestamenttemple.wordpress.com. In April, we have an event called the Gathering of the Prophets, April 9th through the 11th. If you're a prophet or a prophetic voice in need of a fresh move of God, join us and get activated at this life-changing event. It will be held at the Holiday Inn Express in Somerville, Charleston, Somerville area in South Carolina. We do have a block of rooms. Those rooms are going very quickly. So I urge you to get in your requests early. They are at a discounted rate if you ask for if you mention the SMI event. If you are actually rooming at the event, please contact the ministry office so that we can assure that you have appropriate seating, because we do expect an overflow of people for this event. Amen. Amen. We're going to play one last song, and then Prophet Brown is going to come forth. Amen.
Oh, sweet spirit, fall on me. If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. you, Jesus.
Further ado, here is Prophet Yehoshua Brown.
Amen. Amen, amen. Greetings, salutations. May grace and peace be multiplied to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Almighty God, the Almighty Counselor, Elohim Adonai, El Shaddai, El Hassam, El Alam, El Abarat. We greet the Most High God in the name of Yahweh, your beloved name of Yeshua. Oh, God, I bless God on tonight. Was in worship, amen. Just was blessing the Lord for what he is doing right now in this season and this hour. We in a very strategical time and season, amen, in the body of Christ, amen. This is the wrong season to be out of whack, as they say. It's the wrong season, amen, to marry the wrong person, or it's the wrong season to be on the wrong job. It's the wrong season, amen, to not be walking out your purpose or your destiny. It's the wrong season, amen, to be lackluster about the things of God. Amen. What God began to talk about before we go into a word of prayer, amen. Hallelujah. Well, let me first pray, amen, for the sake of those, amen. Make sure we put our angels to work. Father God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we bless God on tonight, God, for this anointed broadcast, Lord God. We ask that you dispatch your angels, Lord God, over everything that's not like you, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, let the words and meditation of my heart be guided by the Holy Spirit. I ask that you walk in me, lead and guide me, God, that I may minister to the needs of your people, Old Testament, New Testament. Make it flow harmonious, Lord God. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. I can't do it, Lord God, but your Spirit can, Lord God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me, Lord God. I stand in the liberty where you had made me free. free, Lord God. Why should I be bound, Lord God, where you have paid the price on Calvary? Why should I be bound where the Spirit of God has allowed me to be liberated and free, God? So I thank you on here tonight, God, that your angels, Lord God, have given charge, Lord God. Anoint me afresh. Refill me, Lord God. Anoint me for the task at hand. These are your sheep that you have purchased with the shedding of your own blood, Lord God. So I ask for your HaKodesh, Lord God, your Ruach HaKodesh. I ask for your dunamis power, your explosive, Lord God. Lord God, demonstrate your power, Lord God. I shout victory, Lord God. I proclaim it and I announce it on the airwaves, Lord God. Let it reach, Lord God, to the various uttermost parts of the earth, Lord God. Bring up the fallow ground. Circumcise ears. Circumcise hearts, Lord God. Take cataracts out of eyes tonight, God. I ask this in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. We're in a very strategic time in the body of Christ. I was going somewhere else, but you got to live in the shift, amen. So I'm going somewhere else tonight. God been shifting me kind of like all day, amen. So, hallelujah. You just got to keep up with God. He does it according to people who may be listening to the broadcast. He do it, amen. If somebody got a need or they need some information, God will shift that whole thing in your favor, amen. If we serve a 99, that leave the 99 for the one that's lost type of God. We're going to Ephesians chapter 5, amen. We're going to talk about some relationships, marriages, and things of that nature, amen. This wasn't my doing. It's the Lord's, and it's marvelous in the sight. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. What is marriage, amen? Marriage is something that's ordained by God. Marriage is something that can make you very happy, amen, if it's done the right way, amen. That's why you should invest time finding out your partner, amen, and amen, making sure it's like a church home, amen. You just don't join any church, amen. But I find quite often, amen, that we as the body of Christ, amen, we take that marriage thing a little bit too lightly, amen. We'll marry for the wrong reason, amen. We'll marry because, you know, he got good shoes on. We'll marry because, you know what, she got a nice hairdo. You know, we're married for various other reasons, amen. And most of the time, none of it is spiritual, amen. Most of it is just natural. I hear some preachers say, amen, when I married my wife, I wasn't speaking in tongues. Well, baby, you might want to be speaking in tongues. This thing seriously. This thing seriously, amen. Marriage is a ministry, amen. Hallelujah, because if I focus on the spirit first, then amen, by the time we get to the dimension of the body, because the Bible declares in the book of Thessalonians, amen, that when Paul said that, I pray that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blamelessly. So those are three different dimensions of the body, amen. So when we're dealing with relationships, amen, we got to deal with the spirit man, we got to deal with the soulless realm, and we got to deal with the body. Now the body, amen, we don't focus on the operation of that until marriage, but when it comes to the spirit, hallelujah, see, you get to know a person's spirit first, amen. See, so many people try to know you in the natural first, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't need to meet you face to face. As long as I know you, your spirit, hallelujah, I can work with that. Hallelujah, because I know the Spirit of God ain't going to lead me wrong. And according to Paul, what he said in Corinthians, amen, it says the Spirit searches out the deep things of God. Pray God, they said that the Spirit searches the deep things of God. So many people try to take the time to know you in the natural, amen, and you miss it, amen. You miss it, amen. You make mistakes. Why? Because you never took the time to know a person's spirit. So why does the church have some of the highest divorce rates in the land? Well, it's quite simple, amen, because we don't do the investigation of a person's spirit. The Bible declares in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, that we ought to give thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. So that lets us know it's conduct. This is a certain type of order. We got to submit ourselves one to another, what? To the order of God, the way of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Put your finger in Ephesians. Let's go to Genesis, amen, because maybe you need a history lesson. Maybe I need a history lesson, amen. Maybe somewhere we got this thing kind of, as they say, the young folks say, twisted. Maybe we got this thing twisted in Genesis, hallelujah, chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, we see something going on, amen. We see something, a whole lot of stuff going on. We see that God rested. God took his Sabbath in verse 2, and then we see he began to create man in verse 7. He breathed the breath of life, amen. So hold it right there. So we see that God breathed a breath of life in man. So that means if man is going to find something compatible for him, he got to find that which is compatible with what God had put in him. I'm going to say that again. If man is going to find something compatible for him, he got to find something compatible according to what God has put in him. Hallelujah. So if God gave you a vision on the inside of you, God ain't going to hook you up with a lazy person. If you're a woman of God, amen, and you're about your Father's business, amen, and you're going up in the Spirit and you're growing by leaps and bounds and dimensions, amen, by the month, God ain't going to put you with no joker who's going to bring you down. That is not God. That is not God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. That's why when the Bible declares and said the two become one, amen, see, that you got two walking various dimensions separate, amen, but when they come together, they become a rocket in which it is with God in the middle becomes a launch pad to launch that marriage into a stratosphere. Are you listening? My Lord on Jesus Christ, amen. It says the Bible declares, amen, when he breathed in, amen, to the man, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You ain't going to become alive, first of all, till God breathed on you. That relationship ain't going to become alive till God breathed on it. Verse 8 says, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. He put the man whom he had formed. Hallelujah. When God formed you, when God is working on you, amen, God will put you anywhere he want to put you, amen. The man didn't ask to be put in the garden. God prepared that place for the man. Amen. Don't you know, amen, wherever your helpmate is at, man of God, or wherever your Boaz is, amen, woman of God, amen, don't you know God has worked on him and got him in a particular place, in a particular chamber, amen, waiting on you? So what are you doing in the meantime? What are you doing? Hallelujah. Are you getting yourself in position? Amen. Hallelujah. God ain't going to hook you up with nobody, amen, and you got your clothes all over the floor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, why I got to go here? Labo rabanana mashanda basi kiko nobo shata. The Bible declares, amen, as we stay on track, amen. I ain't going to go hard yet, amen. The Bible says in verse 15, as we skip down in chapter 2 of Genesis, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to what? To dress it and to keep it. So that lets me further know, God had the man dress the garden before he dressed the woman. Oh, God, you're so wise, God. Yeah, it says that, amen, he dressed the garden in verse 15, dress it and keep it. So God ain't had the man to work on the woman first, amen, and mess her life up, amen. God had, amen, him demonstrating this thing in his own life separately. He had him to master his own singleness, to walk in togetherness. So God had him operating in the garden, amen, preparing him for Eve. Why? The man didn't know. See, the man wasn't focusing on the relationship with Eve. He didn't have Eve on his mind at this particular point. He ain't had marriage on his mind. He ain't had none of that on his mind. Amen. Only thing he was worrying about is doing the work of the Lord. Amen. But little did he know God was setting him right on up. Amen. Because God put him in the Garden of Eden to dress this thing and to keep it. Amen. Because God said, look, I'm a teach you how to dress and keep this garden. Amen. So you know how to keep something precious. So when I bring this woman to you, hallelujah, you know how to keep her. Oh, Jesus, help me, God. It says in verse 16, the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. Was it a fruit? It does not say it was a fruit. So what exactly was this tree that was forbidden? Hallelujah. It was nothing but a word. It was nothing but a word, hallelujah. And then Adam had that in his spirit, amen. He said, okay, God told me not to eat this word off this tree. What is the word that was forbidden? It was the opposite of what God commanded. Hallelujah, Jesus. It was a word of perversion. It was a word of chaos. It was a word of confusion. It was a word of out of orderness, amen. And the Lord God said, so let me tell you something, hallelujah, Jesus. So the man, amen, he was walking around the garden, amen, and Adam, amen, he had a woman on the inside of him, amen. He was too much like God, amen. He was too much like God, amen. He had a part, he couldn't really balance out his emotions, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. It was too much of the image of God that was going on inside of him, hallelujah. And so God put the man to sleep, amen, hallelujah, and took the rib out of him, amen, and made a woman, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. My God, God is so wise. He took that which he was wrestling with out of him, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God was working on her while he was in a state of subconscious unaware. See, that lets me know when he put the man to sleep, amen, that God was working on this woman while this man was subconsciously unaware. He was unaware of what was going on, amen. Don't you know, man of God, that God is working on her even as you may not be worried about it or concerned about it at this particular time? The Bible said that God brought the animals to Adam and see what he would call them. And what I begin to notice, amen, when God made the helpmeet, that's when Adam began to operate in the next level of king dominion. He began to name the animals. He ain't named no animals, hallelujah, before Eve, amen, before God began working on him for his spouse. You see that? That's why the two becomes one. He tapped into another realm, amen. The Bible says that a man that findeth a wife find a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. So now he was operating in the favor of God, amen, because now he's able to name animals, amen. He able, amen. See, when you become married, the two become one. You are operating in the top notch. You are operating in the fullness of who you were predestinated and ordained to be. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And so now, the Bible says, amen, for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. God took that rib while he slept and began to work on him and close up the flesh, amen. That lets me know, amen, if we're going to get this thing together, we got to close up the flesh. We got to close up that flesh, amen, because, see, that's what God had to do in verse 21. He said he called that man to go to sleep, took one of the ribs, and closed up the flesh thereof. So God closed up all access of the enemy to begin to contaminate and defile this thing that God was doing. Oh, God, thank you, God. You're so wise. You're so wise, God. In verse 22, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made a woman. Made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Hallelujah, amen. So that lets me know when God had taken from the man. See, God chose this mate according to that which he had taken out of the man. Oh, God. So this mate was predestinated and pre-chosen because God took something out of the man and he said, look, he's going to need this to get to his destiny. So I got to go in her and put something that's going to connect them two together in the realm of the spirit. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, and amen. It said he had taken from man, he made he a woman. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So that which he took out of the man, the woman became identified by that, and it made her into a woman. Oh, God, how many people don't, you're not going to be made a next level in your womanhood, amen, till you connect to your predestinated man of God. Hallelujah, he may not have manifested yet, but she connected with them before they was ever joined together. And when I began to know, amen, about this story, amen, Adam and Eve wasn't even intimate yet. They never knew each other's bodies, even though they seen it on a daily occasion, amen. They never was intimate at this point. Are you listening? They never was intimate, amen. But yet they was operating in power. Yet they was operating in power. And the Bible says in verse 23, amen, it said, Adam said, this is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Okay, let's fast forward this. Amen. Jesus said on the cross, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called church because she was taken out of the Christ. You shall be called a Christian because you was taken out of the Christ. Okay. In Matthew 16, it says, On this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It shall not prevail. See, Adam tapped into the mind of Christ. See, Adam tapped into the mind of God, and he was able to say, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, because he tapped into something apostolically, pre-apostolically, amen, that the Apostle Paul tapped in many thousands of years later concerning this bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. He said, we are joined together. See, the man and the woman, they begin to walk in king dominion together. They was walking in such power and unity together. And this is where we get, see, this is where we get it out of order, amen. This is where we get it out of order. See, before the fall, Adam and Eve, they was walking in king dominion together. Okay? They was walking, but see, Adam was still leading, but they was basically operating in togetherness, in oneness, in unison. There was no need, amen, there was no need, hallelujah, amen, to be, there was no need for the man to lead anything, basically, even though Adam was created first. She still looked to him, but it was operating in togetherness. It was a different order before the fall, and this is where we church people go wrong at, hallelujah, Jesus, but the Holy Ghost is going to talk more about that. It said, therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, shall cleave unto his wife, and there shall be one flesh. You ain't got no business leaving home, baby, if you ain't married. Oh, God, you see what the Bible says? Talk to him, word of God. It says a man shall not leave. Man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife and shall become one flesh. You ain't got no business leaving if you ain't married. Why does the Bible say that? The Bible says you need to stay your butt home till you get married. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that'll keep you out of trouble. Hallelujah, it said they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Why? Why? They were not ashamed of what anybody was thinking. They wasn't ashamed about what the devil was thinking. Amen. See, the serpent was already there. The serpent was already there. Hallelujah. But what happened? He was waiting for an opportune time. He was waiting for an opportune time to come in, amen, that lets us know, amen, that what Joshua said, amen, in Joshua, the book of Joshua, he said, as for me and my house, we're going to what? Serve the Lord, amen. So they presented the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, they presented a united front, and the serpent knew that. He could not touch this union. He could not touch, amen, this marriage, amen, as long as they was united together on one accord. So this serpent, amen, that later on began to beguile Eve, amen, he was waiting for the opportune time to when the man and the woman was very separated, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field. So it lets me further know, amen, that Adam, he named some animals, amen, but this was the type of animal, this was the type of beast, amen, that had a mind of his own. Oh, God. Oh, God. See, no other beast in the field had a mind like this serpent, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and this is what trips me out. God made the serpent. God made the serpent. God made the serpent, and the serpent was out to trip up Adam and Eve. But wait a minute, God made it. Now we know that all things work together for the good of them who what? Love God, and who are what? Call according to his purpose. The Bible says in the name of Jesus Christ, he said this serpent rose up and he begins to talk to the woman. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch of it. So right there, amen, she knew that she was not supposed to touch this tree. But what happened? She listened to ungodly counsel. She listened to another voice. That's why the Bible declares it, said, my sheep know my voice, but a what? A stranger you shall not hear. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. And she began to listen to this voice. I mean, he was smooth, amen. That's why, amen, as men of God, amen, you always got to stay on your job, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Because you don't want the little boogaboo running up on your wife talking about, hey, baby, how you doing? Hallelujah. How you doing? You're looking good, amen, because she has not heard it from Adam. Are you listening? And the Bible declares that he said, he told her a truth. He told her a truth that would hurt her in order to get her to sin. Oh, God, you're not hearing this thing. The devil told her a truth that was going to harm her in order to get her to sin. In verse 5, for God knows that the day you shall, therefore, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Number one, you was already top of the food chain. He didn't tell you that. But now he lowercase your G-O-D. Oh, God. He lowercase your G-O-D because you was made in the image of God. Knowing good and evil, you were so top-notch. God ain't even want you to know anything evil. Evil wasn't worthy of us in the garden. Oh, God, you're not listening to this thing. Amen. He said, God says that evil wasn't worthy of knowing us. We wasn't acquainted with evilness. See, it's the only person who knew evil at this point was the serpent himself. And he was mad because he was the only one that knew evil. So he wanted to share the fellowship of evil with man and woman. Why? Because he was kicked out. Hallelujah. But that's not what I want to focus on right now. We want to focus on the relationship of this thing. And when the fall happened, amen, that when the Lord came through the garden, amen, he said, Adam, where art thou? Amen. He didn't call the woman. He said, Adam, where are you? Why? Because I gave you the instructions. And that lets us further know, amen, when the family fails, who is going to be looked accountable to this thing? Nobody but the man. The man is held accountable. And now we see in verse 16 when God pass our judgment on a woman. One of the things I see that the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. So in other words, when you give forth kids, it's going to hurt you to bring forth kids. It's going to be a pain to birth out something. Oh, God. It's going to hurt you to birth out something. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, God. So when you go to your next level, God said you're going to go through some difficulty when you go through your next level. God said you're going to go through some pain when you go to your next dimension. God said you're going to go through some pain when you get over Johnny. God said you're going to go through some pain when you let Willie go. God said you're going to go through some pain, hallelujah, when you get rid of that old car and you get a new one, amen. God said you're going to go through some pain, amen, to get you walk in that newness, amen. Oh, God. And so watch this. And this is what we miss it at. Verse 16, it says to the woman, it says, thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall what? Rule over thee. Uh-oh. Well, prophet, I don't want no man ruling me. Any man rule me, tell me what to do. But what the Bible says, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall what? Rule over you. So what that mean? Okay, so now we used to reign in king dominion together. Okay, we used to walk this thing out together. But Eve went and took it upon herself because she was seeking the wisdom. Instead of the wisdom of her husband, when he gave from God that straight to her, she chose to hearken to a voice of another. So now that kind of shift the order. So now God said, listen, you're just going to have to follow your husband lead now at this point. You're just going to have to follow your, well, God, I don't think that's right. Hey, you're going to have to follow your husband's lead. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So now when we go to Ephesians chapter 5, Libo Ramanana Moshata Bashi Kibo Bobo Shata Ah Lima Raba Shiki Momo Sondo Boshata Bashi Kima Sando Likarayasi Masondo. Ephesians chapter 5:20, the Bible declares and says, now giving thanks always to all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Wives, submit yourself to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Yeah, I normally tell folks, they say, yeah, he got to be baby Jesus. He got to be baby Jesus in the crib. He got to be little Lord and Savior of your life. That's how you got to be looking at your husband, because the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Amen. So God says, you reverence me, you worship me, you honor me, but then you treat your husband like trash, and that ain't gonna fly with me. Oh God. Oh God. I ain't gonna get too many amens on here tonight. Rough crowd, amen. I slapped myself high five on that one. Hallelujah, Jesus. It said, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. So that mean what? You can't reverence Christ, you can't bless Christ, but then you treat your husband like garbage, or you're manipulating him with sex and withholding sex, and you're doing all kind of things, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that as the church is subject to Christ, so let their wives be to their husbands in everything. Uh-oh, in everything. So God says you got to be subjected to your husband in everything. Now, why? Now, the man, a lot of insecure brothers be like, well, I'm the head. And really, if you're secure in who you is in your king dominion, you ain't got to tell a woman that you're the head. She'll see your strength, she'll see your power, she'll see your authority, and she'll say, you know what, you don't need to tell me you're the head. I know you're the king. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. You ain't got to keep telling her and reminding her, I'm the head, amen. Because listen, when you say you are my good thing, and she says, okay, I found grace in your eyesight in the name of Jesus Christ, then that is the time when she lets go of her will, and her will becomes your will. Both will lines up as one, and is given unto the man to guide that will into the things of God. And if you can't trust him like that to guide you in the things of God, then he's not the one for you. That means he's not the one for you. If you cannot trust him like that, why are you going to marry him? You don't marry somebody you can tolerate. You marry somebody you can't live without. You don't marry the one you can live with. You marry the one you can't live without. Are you listening? The Bible says, amen, for the husband is the head of the wife. So what that mean? The husband is the brain of the wife. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. So that means I ain't got, I'm going to say something. Yeah, you can say something. But what was it? Well, God says, listen, when you get married, your job is to relax. And let me use that man to drive the ship. He said, listen, this man got a role to play in this marriage, and you do too. You to help me. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their husbands and everything. So now God says, okay, woman of God, you got to look to the church and the relationship between the church and Christ, and then you'll know how the blueprint for your marriage is supposed to go. Don't you know the church, we depend on Christ for everything? So anytime we want to pray, we got to say in the name of who? The name of Jesus Christ. So that means anytime you make a move, you got to consider that man. Hallelujah. See, God has given you the blueprint to keep peace in your home. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So even if that joker is wrong, amen, it ain't your job to beat him over the head. God said, I'll beat him over the head for you. But the problem is, hallelujah, God said, you like to run your mouth, hallelujah. He said, you like to run your mouth, amen. You're like the dog, amen. See, that's why you spit the last bill money. I don't know why I married you. You're just so stupid. Like, me and the kids go to mama house. You buy, but you ain't going to cook. No, I ain't cooking nothing. Why am I going to cook something for you? You're just so stupid. You see that? You see that? You see what you do? And now you run your anointed man of God straight to Delilah. You run them straight to Jezebel. Hallelujah. Because your inability to recognize that God has given you a blueprint, and you men of God, that God has given you a blueprint. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And now by you not taking the initiative, I hear you, Holy Ghost. And now by you not taking the initiative to lead her, man of God, now you make her to be mama and daddy and husband. Now you got your wife being the husband. Hallelujah. So now she's the husband and wife. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, my God. So why is it called the husband? God showed me this. He said, the reason why I call him husband, because the husband tree is the one that's responsible for the sowing of the seed in the garden. And so the man of God's job is in the husband and the marriage is to sow the good seed into the life of the woman. Hallelujah. 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 See, that word wife, W-I-F-E, it's like life, right? L-I-F-E. Hallelujah. See, you got to have worship. Worship is a key instrument in marriage. Hallelujah. I normally tell the women of God and the men of God, I say, listen, if they don't make you feel like worshiping, then baby, they ain't the one. If they don't make you feel like worshiping the God of heaven and earth, that ain't the one. Hallelujah. Because it's spiritual. Because when the connection is spiritual, hallelujah, you begin to say, oh God, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so thankful, God, hallelujah. You'll feel like going on a 3-day fast, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't you know when Jacob saw Rachel, the Bible said he wept. The Bible said Jacob wept when he saw Rachel. A grown tough man, the trickster himself, old super thug. He saw Rachel, and the Bible said he broke down and cried. He wept. There's a difference between crying and wept. Wept, man. I'm talking about when you weep, man, that's like funeral tears. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's continue on. Hallelujah. Husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Oh, boy. So now, We ain't exempt, men. We're not exempt. So that now the Bible says, I got to love her as Christ loved the church. So that means I got to die to some stuff. I gonna be stubborn sometime, but God said I got to die to some stuff. I got to love this woman enough to die. I got to stretch out and die. I got to get humiliated for this woman. I got to take some wounds and some licks. I got to take the spear through the side. I got to take one in both of my foot, and I got to take another one in my left hand and my right hand. I got to have my beard plucked. I got to be spat on. I got to pay the price for this woman. I got to love her as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Why? Why I got to go through this process as a husband? Why? That I may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the word. So the process that God takes me through is going to let me know how much more she needs this washing of the water of the word of God in her life. Are you listening? It's going to show how much she needs this word of God, that he may sanctify and cleanse it, who? Her, with the washing of the word of the word. So that I may set her apart. So I may separate her from her past pain. So I may separate her from the things that she's going through. That I may sanctify. Sanctify means set apart. So I may set her apart from some folk that she got to cut off. And I may cleanse her with the washing of the word. Hallelujah, my son. Now, cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So it is I'm going to wash her with the anointing, because in my belly flow rivers of living water. So I got to cleanse her with that rhema that comes out of my mouth, and it got to line up with the word of God. You just can't say, well, do this, do that, do that. Well, what are you telling you? Does it line up with the word of God? Hallelujah. Because if it don't line up with the word of God, you can call him on it. Baby, I hate you, but what scripture that come from? Oh, that's in the Bible. Show me. See, that ain't in the Bible. And now you keep him on his toes. Why? Because when we pray to God, God said, give me back my word. Oh, God. God said, give me back my word. So now you as a woman of God, you got to give your husband back his word. Well, baby, you remember when you said, boom, 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 boom. See, you ain't got to, you ain't got to argue with him. All you got to do is listen. Ooh, God, I love this thing, God. Oh, Jesus, I feel this thing. You ain't got to argue with him. All you got to do is listen. A wise woman what? Build her house. Hallelujah. But a fool plug it down with her hands. So when you release words against him or the marriage, you're tearing it down. But when you give him back the word that he gave you, you're building your house. Because if you got the right man of God, if you got a man of God that loves God more than you, then he got a duty to uphold that marriage. A man like Job, amen, when the pressure's on, he'll take it, amen, and he'll go through the process, amen. See, that's what I love about Job. Job went through the whole process, but what bothered me is that he didn't get rid of that woman, because when he went through that process, when he lost everything, that showed what kind of woman he had. But I honor Job because even though she came out the mouth the wrong way, I believe that taught her something by her seeing the suffering of her man of God and see everything that he went through. And I believe Job didn't have to say, he just said, listen, you sound like one of the most foolish women. Should we not take the bad along with the good? You sound like, see, I think by him saying, you sound like one of the most foolish women, he said, so what else a foolish woman? One that plucked it down with her what? Hands. Hallelujah. Now, so now we set her apart from all her issues. We cleanse her with the rhema word of God, and make sure it lines up with scripture. Why? Why are we doing that? Because verse 27 says that we may present it to ourselves as men of God, a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. So God don't want his preachers preaching out of order. So now you don't want your wife releasing a word out of order in the marriage. A wife is a reflection of her husband, and so if she's talking a whole bunch of filthiness and a whole bunch of crazy talk, then that means you ain't washing her. When I see women disrespecting their men out in the street, that ain't the woman's fault, that's the man's fault. Because number one, you're tolerating it, and number two, you're still with it. I know plenty of men of God, amen, in bad marriages right now. Women scratching the eyeballs out and everything, and cussing them out, and I'm talking about everything. And they sit right there and take it. Sit right there and take it. And don't really see the manipulation. Don't really see the oppression, amen. And then another sister come along and snatch him right up, because she'll communicate a kingdom language that never was spoken in his marriage. Hallelujah. Verse 27 said, presented to himself a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing. Hallelujah. That she don't got no issues coming out of her mouth. She don't got venom coming out of her mouth, spot, wrinkle. She'll be holy without blemish. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Oh, God. You ain't got no business putting your hands on your wife. No, you put your hand on your wife, you molding a punk, you out of order. Hallelujah. And God gave me a revelation on that thing. He said, you hit your wife, amen. That's, you know, you may not have fornicated and broke the vows of the marriage, but you done broke the covenant. Why? It was by the shedding of her blood that the covenant is established. So you hit your wife, you done broke the covenant. You done broke the covenant. Hallelujah. That's grounds to get left right there. Hallelujah. So if you love your wife, you ain't gonna hit your wife. Hallelujah. A man that cuss out his wife, he don't love himself. That's issues, amen. Why? Because you become one, hallelujah. Man that hit on his wife, guess what? He don't love himself. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But if a man love his wife, he's going to elevate that wife. He's going to edify her. He's going to build her up in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you see this thing, he said, men have to love their wives as their own bodies. Okay? He that love his wife, love himself. For no man ever yet hate his own flesh, but nourish it and cherish it, even after the Lord's the church. So the Lord cherishes us, right? The Lord cherishes us. So when we mess up, does the Lord speak to us when we sin? Absolutely not. What we got to do to get it right with God? Repent, turn away from. So if we got to, if women got to submit unto their husband as unto the Lord, so now what the woman must do? So if they make wrong in their marriage, they do something wrong in their marriage, amen, the husband ain't saying nothing, what they got to do? What would the Lord do? Does he talk? No. Does the Lord go back and forth with us? No. The Lord don't hear nothing except repent. So in the marriage, when the issue come up, only thing you got to do, amen, is say, look, baby, I'm sorry. I apologize. I repent. You know, I'm just. Whatever caused y'all to be at odds in your marriage, stop it. Take that thing out the way, and then move on. Hallelujah. Lobo rabba shani bo shata basando bo shata. And the Bible declares we are a member of His body, of His flesh and of His bones. For this cause shall a man leave this. Wait a minute. See there? For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife. They shall be one flesh. For what cause? For what cause? It says the cause of men loving their wives as their own body. What cause? What, no man hate his own flesh, but nourishing and cherishing it. So it says, in order for you to get to this level, man shall leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So when you're in the house with your mom and your father, amen, you're joined together with them. You're in unity, and you're moving in oneness with them. But then you leave from being cleaved to them, and you cleave on to him or her. You know what Paul said? Verse 32, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ in the church. Hallelujah. Paul said this is a great mystery. This ain't something you're going to catch overnight, amen. Hallelujah. Lobo rabba shanda. Let's go to 1 Peter quickly. I just drop a little nugget tonight, amen. I won't get deep, amen, because I know people got something they want to add on, amen. I want to make sure I have some time to take some calls, amen. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Matter of fact, let me get 1 Peter. Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 3. All right, the Bible declares and say, likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if ye obey not the word, they be all one with the word by conversation. While they behold your chaste conversation covered with fear, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting of hair. See, God doesn't want you to focus so much on the outside and you missing it on the inside. Hallelujah. He said, let it be the hidden man of the heart, verse 4, which is not corruptible, even the ordinance of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So God says to the women of God, if you are a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Hallelujah. Why? Because God says Eve sat there and she bumped her gums with the serpent, and it caused a whole lot of things to be out of order. But God says in verse 4, Yehoshua ain't saying this, it's verse 4 in 1 Peter chapter 3, it says that, amen, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So God said, that's a sacrifice for you, and I see you, and I reward you. He said in verse 5, for after this manner, what manner? The meek and quiet spirit. For after that manner, in the old time, the what? Holy women. Oh, you say you're a holy woman of God? The holy women of God also who trusted in God adorned themselves being in subjection to their own husband. So God doesn't even consider you a holy woman of God if you can't be in subjection to your husband.
But ain't no man telling me nothing, and you ain't going to tell me nothing. That means you ain't ready. Because marriage is a whole nother level.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you can get married like your homeboys out there in the street if you're listening, man. Or you can get married like your girlfriends out there in the street. You can do it the worldly way, amen. And you'll never be happy. You'll never be complete, amen. And you'll always be lacking something. You'll always seek to fill that hole in the inside of you with a bunch of things like drinking and smoking or another man or something like that, because you married that one that you got, amen, because the bedroom thing was all good, amen. And now you're trying to marry him just for that. And now when that wears off, if you realize I need somebody I can talk to who will understand my emotions, amen. And when that don't do it, amen, you're looking for something else, amen. So when you do it for God, only what you do for God will last. The Bible says after this manner, the holy women of God trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Can you call him Lord? the last time you heard a woman of God call a man Lord? That's a whole nother level. Whose daughter, he said, whose daughters ye are as long as ye do well and not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Give honor to the wife as to the weaker vessels, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your hands, that your prayers be not hindered. I don't know who, how people figure that if the husband and wife fussing and fighting out of order and stuff like that, that our prayers are some stuff that we trust and believe in God for is actually going forth in the realm. No, God said it ain't happening. God said you can hinder your prayers. You can handle your prayer. But I ain't talking to him because he know what he did wrong, girl. And I'm just going to, I see you at the church. And guess what? You on your knees crying out to God at the church, and God don't hear none of that. Why? Because you're moving without your head. You're moving without your head. See, see, watch this. As the church is subjected to Christ, that is how the woman is subjected to the husband. Hallelujah. The most powerful is women of God that I ever know is the ones who are under subjection and submissive. Hallelujah. But when is their time to speak? Nothing but power. Why? Because God sees the submission and he pours more oil on them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's just an amen. I don't know how it turned into a submission word in the name of Jesus Christ, but I pray just you got something out of it on tonight, amen. About marriage is a couple nuggets that the Holy Ghost put out there, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We talked about the whole King Dominion thing, hallelujah, how God began to work on the man and work on his purpose and his destiny, had him dress the garden, amen, before he even got the woman. You got to know how to dress her, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You might want to ask what's her shoe size. You might want to ask what's her dress size, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. You might want to take a test on her. Hallelujah. What's your favorite color? Amen. You know, you can learn a lot from a third grader. You can learn a lot from a third grader. You remember in third grader? Amen. The big pencil, amen. You got the big piece of paper, and you ask the girl simple questions, amen. But you know what? We don't even do that no more. We don't. What color are you? What's your favorite color? What size shoe you wear? What's your favorite movie? Simple stuff. Simple stuff, the building blocks of a relationship, a courtship, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless God in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to open up the phone lines right now in the name of Jesus Christ for those who, amen, who want to chime in, amen. Amen. It's just a little nugget word, amen, on tonight, a little wisdom word, amen. Hallelujah. But it definitely was a blessing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're going to open up the phone lines for you, for any callers that may want to chime in on this subject. Or if you desire prayer for your marriage, you desire prayer, amen, for your relationship, you can come forth now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Loko lama rabaradabo shata. Libo ramananamo shata. I guess we're going to continue on for a little bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I think I got time for one more scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay. Now, The Bible declares, amen. He says that he that is married, verse 33, he that is married care for the things that are of the world and how he may please his wife. Okay. So he that is married care for the things that are of the world and how he may please his wife. So now it says when the man get married, he cares about what? The things that please unto his wife. Why is that? Because we read in the scriptures that the relationship between Christ and the church is symbolic to man and woman in marriage. So now that man has a duty to look to that woman, make sure that her needs is met. Make sure she's properly cared for. Make sure she's happy. Hallelujah. Make sure she's happy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure that everything going accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says he care about the things that's to her. Amen. Watch this. Verse 32 said, but I will have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried care for the things that belong to the Lord and how he may please the Lord. You see how that shift? You see how that shift? So when the man is single, hallelujah, he's locked into God. He's locked into the Lord. He cares about the things of the Lord. Why? Because he don't have that woman on his side, amen, that's a priority, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why you'll find a different preaching and teaching from a single man of God than you hear from a man of God that's married. Hallelujah, Jesus. Leko robo shama sanda bashi ke masombo shata baka lamaraba lamasando bo shata. Hallelujah. That's what relationships is all about, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Marriage is a dimension, amen, that needs maturity added to it, amen, in order to make it work. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The Bible said there's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. In verse 34, that the unmarried woman care for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. Hallelujah. So now she got to be holy both in body and in spirit. Hallelujah. 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 But she that is married care for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. Hallelujah. So now when you get married, amen, her devotion is to her husband. Why? Because her job, amen, is to devote herself to her husband so her husband can lead her in the things of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't be in a marriage, amen. You say, well, God told me this, you know, every 5 minutes. Well, God told me that. And God told me that, amen. And you see, you'll never have a successful marriage like that. You know, you bring it to the man of God, amen, and let him discern, amen. You let him discern, amen, do his duty, amen, as your king in the name of Jesus Christ. And if he's a mature man of God, he'll submit himself to the voice of God that come out of you, amen. But you got to be willing to trust him on that level. You got to be willing to trust him on that level in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know why God has me going here tonight. I don't know who's on these lines, amen. Hallelujah, but God just totally shifted me. This ain't written down or nothing. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. God talking to somebody out there tonight, hallelujah, about submission. I don't know why he got me on this submission tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Loko lama sande de boshata. Barla masando boko masanda raboshata. Lima rabo sombo sata rabashati. Kandede ondo boshata. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember one scripture that got me petrified, and that was verse 8. I say, therefore, to the unmarried widow, it's good for them to, if they abide even as I. Verse 9, but if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it's better to marry than to burn. That scripture there done got so many people to the courthouse real fast. That scripture there done got many people to the courthouse real fast. It's better to marry than to burn. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about you just pick anybody. Say, listen, I don't want to get caught up. I don't want to make sure I get them out of order. Just say I do. We'll work it out as we go along. Hallelujah. And it don't last 5 years. Barely lasts even 10. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we bless God on tonight for this word, amen. Ain't going to hold you long, amen. We're going to go ahead and get ready to close this broadcast for tonight, amen. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, being that we don't have no callers that want to chime in. Amen. I ain't going to pull on you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Loko lama sate basobo sata basi masini kombo sata. I bless God in the name of Jesus Christ for this word of God, for this word of truth, God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that we lean not to our own understanding, Lord God. Repair hearts, mend broken hearts, Lord God, on tonight, God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you break up the fallow ground, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Heal every man, woman, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. That have been heartbroken in marriages, Lord God, relationships, Lord God. Lord God, and even engagements, Lord God, betrothed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, even as I stretch forth my hand, Lord God, I pray and I declare and decree restoration, Lord God, over every man and woman, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, fitly framed together is a holy temple unto the Lord thy God, Lord God. We thank you on here tonight, Lord God, for purpose and destiny, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for transitioning us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for submission, Lord God, submitting one to another, not just woman to man, Lord God, but man to woman, Lord God. We thank you for submitting one to another, Lord God, teaching us our role, Lord God, teaching us our role in marriages, Lord God, teaching us our role, Lord God, in society, Lord God, teaching us how to be respectful one to another, Lord God, to how to move in power, Lord God, how to move in authority, Lord God, how to move in dominion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you right now here tonight, Lord
Lord God. Let an impartation of your seven spirits according to Isaiah 11, Lord God, come upon these airwaves to your people, Lord God. Let healing manifest, Lord God, take place right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, saturate these airwaves with your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, begin to move, Lord God. Begin to shift, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let the quicken call forth a quickening, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord, let the resurrection process take place, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lama sondo boshata. Lika lama ramane nemoso boshata. Lika raya sikima sando redehondo boshata. Baka lama seti komoso tobo sata. Laka lama seki masindu robo shata. Lima raya sime sondo boshata. Laka lama kande rehondo boshata. Lika lema raya sime soro aya sahaya. Lia ramashindu komo sata. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. To him that is able to keep us from falling. To him that is able to keep us alive, Lord God. We bless you, we magnify you, God. Prayer and relationships, Lord God. We're thanking for your move, Lord God. And we declare and we decree right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, amen, for you calling on tonight, amen. Checking us out, amen. Just a couple of nuggets on tonight, like I said, amen. Make sure you join us, amen, for 5 a.m. Wail and Travail. That's area code 218-632-0752. That's 218-632-0752. The passcode is 7777. I bless the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ to bring you just a small token of a word tonight. Amen. I pray that it resonates with somebody. Amen. Because obviously God was dealing with somebody concerning submission. Amen. And it's crazy because my mother released that word to me last night. Amen. Concerning submission. Amen. Submission of something she said. Amen. And God just wouldn't let me escape from this tonight. Amen. Certain some things, amen, you might have heard, amen. Certain things you might have not heard, but I pray that you wrote it down, amen, that you pray over it, amen. And whatever God has you at in the name of Jesus Christ, just begin to prepare for your purpose and destiny. Just begin to prepare for your helpmeet, amen. Prepare for your Boaz in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Because you want a Boaz, but if you can't work the field, how you expect to find a Boaz? How you expect to find a Boaz and y'all don't have nothing in common? You can't work his field and he own the field. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, God, I love it. I felt something shift on that one. I felt somebody go to another level off that one. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I bless God for you. This has been New Testament Temple, End Time Remnant International. God bless you. We'll see you for 5 a.m. prayer. Shalom, Irv Tov.